The Lord Jesus shower his love on you all, dear ones. May his love give you courage to stand and watch and work until the day he comes for us. Amen. Oh, God is so faithful to protect his little ones. We have had curse after curse coming against us, and it seems the Lord is preparing us to stand in all kinds of storms, going from glory to glory. In his great kindness, he's exercising us in the ways of spiritual warfare over and over again, and it's beginning to sink in. In the past, we've been lazy, but it's a matter of survival now because we are ministering in Penasco, just below the mountain we live on, and there are three covens who do not like us very much. If only they knew the forgiveness and the love Jesus has waiting for them, they would run to him, and he would protect them from the wrath of the coven. The most precious souls you can imagine live there in Penasco in the valley, broken from drugs and alcohol. Many of the young men and women live with their parents because they cannot work. They are so broken and physically weak from the drugs. Their bodies are barely skin and bone. It is a cruel, cruel way to live. And we pray with all our hearts that they will be delivered from evil and find the love of Jesus to comfort them. Oh, my dear family, please pray for them. This community mostly came from Spain, and they are actually members of the lost tribes of Israel that were persecuted during the Spanish Inquisition. Many of the Satanists in this area are also coming from generational satanic bloodlines going back even to Babylon and Egypt. Well, that's just a little background on these souls who desperately need our prayers and our love. We give them books, we fix hot dogs and soda, and talk to them and pray with them, and we've been very well received. They really are precious. When we first bought this land on the mountain 25 years ago, we only stayed here for 5 years, and the Lord had us back in Taos where we began our ministry and feeding the poor. I told the landowner that I would be back with a few families of believers and purchase more land. At that time, I told him we would need more acres, and he agreed. As it is, we could only afford 3, and somehow, from the agreement that we had through the attorney, when we were handed the deed, it was way less land than we had agreed on. Well, he passed away and his son knew nothing of that conversation, so his son was not willing to sell us more land. After several months, actually 2 years, he agreed to sell us 5 more acres, which we desperately needed since some of the hermitages are on the land his father agreed to sell to us. Thank God for a man with a kind heart. But now we face another issue. They want us to survey their land, 200 plus acres, before they can take out the land that are selling to us. And the surveyor wants $24,000 to do the survey. Oh boy. We are on mountainous land and the survey is complicated. And I just heard it might come out to be 9 acres instead of 5 acres. God willing, he'll agree with us. Lord, you know it all and have already made a provision. Dear family, we do not have enough to pay for the land or the survey. So I am appealing to those among you who would like to donate specifically for the survey and the land. Anything would be helpful. We have to start somewhere. I've never known God to fail us. Never. So we are expecting a miracle. In the meantime, we're beginning to see results from the souls we minister to in Pinasco. Truly, they are like our own children to us, and our hearts are set on doing all we can to help them heal and have a hope-filled life. Please pray for them. I believe the Lord is going to eventually bring revival to that area. I hope it's in our lifetime, but God has not called us to see results, but to faithfully plant and water a spiritually arid wilderness and to trust the results to Him. Amen. Thank you, dear ones. Thank you so much for your prayers and your donations. The Lord bless you, bless you, bless you for your kindness to us.